nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Annie Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba. And our discussion this evening on Nationwide will be focusing on the just concluded 3 days Rueng Community Conference that was chaired by Rueng Chief Administrator under the theme Uniting Our Ranks from Bottom Up, a Search for Social, Economic and Political Transformation in Rueng Administrative Area. So why was this community conference that was attended by over 700 participants convened, and what do they want to achieve as the organizers? These are some of the questions we are going to be putting to my guest here with me this evening, who is the Minister of Information, Culture, Youth and Sports in Rueng Administrative Area, Honorable James Arop Ayuel, who is going to be with me here throughout our discussion. And our lines will be open to you, 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion looking at the just concluded Community Peace Conference in Rueng. Honorable Minister of Information in Rueng, you are most welcome to Radio Miraya. Good evening.
Thank you, Sani Martin. Good evening.
Yes, like I just said, 700 participants attended this 3 days Community Peace Conference in Rueng. It was chaired by the Chief Administrator. First of all, what is the main purpose of this meeting? What was the main purpose?
Well, the conference was convened in Rueng Administrative Area. That was a community initiative being spearheaded by the government of Rueng Administrative Area under our leader, His Excellency Chief Administrator Stefano Weah-Rumalik. The purpose of having the conference, it is not the first of its kind. It happened first in Juba, that was named as Dialogue, mm-hmm. where Rueng people came together and talked about their issues. In Pariang, the capital of Rueng Administrative Area, we also went and convened the conference now. The purpose of this conference was people of Rueng Administrative Area, since it was made a state under the 28 states by then, people did not come together. And you know, when you are made a state, you need to come together. You talked about your destiny, how you should handle your own affairs of the administrative area now, currently. So Chief Administrator thought it wise. People of Rueng need to come together so that they talked about their own issues, because issues of governance cannot be just talked about when people did not agree on what to do. Issues like the customary laws, issues like the service, education, health, environment. So the reason was to make people come together and talk as one people so that they decide on their destiny and what they should do to the coming generation.
And first of all, before we go to some of the issues that were discussed, why was this theme chosen? Uniting Our Ranks from Bottom Up, a Search for Social, Economic and Political Transformation in Rueng Administrative Area. Why was it chosen?
Well, the theme is relevant because first of all, people of Rueng, as I told you before, they cannot be united when they are not talking. Even in at the family level, when a man and his children are not talking, mm-hmm. I think they cannot be united. So they need to come together and talk so that they unite. It is, of course, a search for social, economics and political transformation in Rueng, because all those issues, when people did not come together, I think socially you will not be united. Politically you will not be united. We know what politician does always. Then things to do with economics, talking about your economics background, how you should empower the community, the business community, and how you should also empower the social, civil society organizations. When you don't come together, I think you cannot have that in hand.
And what are some of the issues that were discussed in these 3 days community conference?
Well, some of these issues discussed were peace and security. That was number one. Then we had issues of governance. We had issues of service, as I told you, education, health, and so many other social things. Issues of customary law, how people of Ruweng should govern themselves, how they should look at the perspective of their social life. Issues of environment, because Ruweng administrative area is an oil-producing state, and the environment is polluted, so people need to talk about that and see how we should direct ourselves to the companies drilling oil in Ruweng administrative area. There was also issue of food security, because Ruweng administrative area is an agricultural land, a fertile land. When it is made in a modern style of farming, I think it can be a food basket for the whole South Sudan. It is like rang. When you plant your sorghum, it yield well, the place is fertile. So food security was one of the agenda discussed, and so many other things.
Now, let's look at some of these issues, maybe not all, but few. We have been hearing a lot of complaints about the pollution as a result of this drilling of the oil. What are some of the issues that were discussed in regards to these environmental issues in Ruweng?
Well, most of the people expressed themselves freely, because that was a conference and everybody was free to express what they have seen, what they have learned, and what they are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So people of Ruweng, I think over years, maybe people of South Sudan used to hear children are born deformed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the environment is polluted because of the oil spill.
Are these stories true that kids are born with deformation?
Exactly.
It is true?
It is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have the testimony of those children born deformed. They don't have legs, some don't have eyes, some don't have hands. They are there. And it is registered, even I think it is known countrywide.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what was discussed in regards to that? How do you handle that?
Well, people of Ruweng were saying the companies drilling oil in our area must take serious measures in terms of health. They should at least build hospitals to cater for this instead of running up and down looking for treatment somewhere. If some of these things can be treated, then I think it is okay. If the environment is handled well, such thing cannot happen. So at least people should go for internationally standard ways of drilling oil, not to allow oil spill to go over the area, because that area is an agricultural land. We are also pastoralists, we keep cattle. And if those cattle, you know, oil spills can just go underneath. And if it gone underneath, the grasses eaten by those animals are contaminated. The water itself is contaminated. So it is not only people, but animals can also be affected.
Right. And what about the issue of peace and security? What was some of the basic issues reached as a result of this 3 days conference? And how do you as a community live in peace with your neighbors?
Well, you know, people discuss a lot about this, because I think peace itself is an absence of conflict. If there is no conflict, then peace already there.
Mm-hmm.
So our people were saying our boys should not mess up. They should not go for cattle raiding. They should not try to anger neighbors. And neighbors also have to respect themselves, because, you know, when you are staying with your neighbor, that is a God-given.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot change your neighbor or someone else from somewhere who is good, is not misbehaving. So we are saying the communities around us should also listen to what we are doing. We are trying to say, let us live in peaceful ways. People should coexist. We should not only be Ruweng, staying in Ruweng, and we don't have neighbors. But our neighbors should also behave the way we behave. They should not cause conflicts over cattle raiding or maybe land grafting or something. So our people were saying Rouen people are peaceful people since the creation. So during the wars, you know, everybody is holding gun and people are misbehaving. We are trying to tell our guys, our boys, not to misbehave. To all the neighbors, we should be peaceful, and our neighbors must also adapt from us. They must learn from us.
Okay. As Honorable Minister of Information, Culture, Youth and Sports in Rouen Administrative Area, we understand, we have been reading on social media, actually when this story came out, it went almost viral, that one of the resolution was that at least the issue to do with dowry is reduced by a half. So young men who want to marry in a Rouen administrative area should now get ready to pay at least a reasonable dowry. Can you confirm that as a Minister of Information? How did you come about that?
Well, that topic was very enjoyable even when people were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it went viral to all the South Sudanese people around, saying that if Rouen can do like this, what of others?
And
you
and
know, that thing is a normal thing, because by then, our customary law, I think we had our customary laws before, when British was around. There were centers where people made customary laws and they were passed, like in Wanalel in Barakazal, like in Van Gogh, in Anafan Isle, I don't know Equatoria, because I did not come across that. You know, by then, when a girl decided to choose a husband by herself, or maybe they in love themselves, and they are caught, the parents are saying, why should you go for this man? We want a lot of kettles.
Yeah.
Then the government itself says, no, if this girl wanted the husband and the boy wanted the wife, then let them pay 15. It was like that before. With those
15 cows.
15 cows of those customary laws before. But now for Rouen, we are saying, let us leave that one because it was a whole one. Let us come for 10. We are saying, not marriage. This 10 is not for marriage, but it is a level of government. When a girl is in love by a boy and they wanted to stay, husband and wife, then when they are brought to court, those local courts,
mm-hmm.
then the government says, you boy pay 10 to the family of this girl.
10 cows.
10 cows, and that's all. That is a marriage now, in the level of government. But when you made your own local arrangement and you want to marry maybe with 30, maybe with 15, or maybe with 20, or maybe with none, you can do your arrangement separately. But in front of government, no, it is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is one of the resolutions, right?
Yes.
So the question right now is, some of the resolution that has come out as a result of this 3 days conference, when do they come into effect?
Well, they are going to be into effect when they are signed by the Sheba Demonstrator.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this issue of 10 cows, people are asking a lot of questions. But that is how Rouen have put it. And I think during the resolution, it will come out as it is. There are reasons of why.
So what are the questions you hear people asking?
Yeah, they are saying, why should it be like that? A girl who have gone to school and maybe study, why should her be married with the 10 cows? There are people who are saying, you know, your girl is your wealth. Why should that girl be married with 10 cows? We have made this. People of Rouen have made this because of some reasons.
What are the reasons I was about to ask?
Yes, the reasons are, you know, marrying with a lot of kettles. Well, marrying with a lot of kettle cause insecurity. For example, the cattle raiding you are hearing about, it is a result of getting married. You know, somebody wanted to go and loot so that he come and marry somebody's daughter.
With the stolen cows.
With a stolen cow, which is not advisable. Even biblically, it is not good. Culturally, it is not fine. You go and steal cattle, then come and marry with it. That's not fine. So that's why people of Rouen have spoken. They say it. Our boys should not go for cattle raiding to come and marry. That was one reason. One of the reasons is, you know, population of girls are more than boys.
In rowing?
Not in rowing, even in South Sudan. And if we say we marry with 100 cows, mm-hmm. 200 cows, where will people get cows to marry? And those girls may even go commercial. They come to towns and maybe
begin misbehaving.
Mm. So it is at least a way of organizing those girls to be married. Because 10, anybody can afford. You can work for it and afford. If you have a good salary, you can buy 10 cows.
Your parents can also contribute.
Yes. So that is the reason as why people of Ruweng have decided to make it so. Because marrying with 200 cows, imagine, is it your own?
So you said before the court, it used to be 15. What about local arrangement? What was the maximum for people to pay if I want to marry, for example? Without going to court?
Well, you know, that one is from the man's side. Mm-hmm. It is your decision. If you are happy and you want to give your in-laws maybe 30, you can do. If you want to give 20, you can do. That one cannot be controlled, mm-hmm. because it is somebody. It is from somebody's heart. You know, in a will also, I think it is not only rowing. In a will, it is the same. Because a will is paying 11. I don't know whether you have the knowledge about
11 cows. Yes.
11 cows. Yeah. So it is not only rowing. People are just wondering for nothing.
Yeah.
It is the way people control themselves. And I think a will is the most peaceful state in South Sudan. Why do you think it is peaceful? Because people don't go for cattle raiding.
So now with these 10 cows, do you think the level of cattle raiding will reduce and the issue of young men staying above 40 without getting married, it will come down?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said, how do you intend to implement some of these good resolutions? Because not only in Ruweng, we have seen so many peace conferences happening from Juba here in other parts of the country, but when it comes to implementation, zero.
Well, for Ruweng, it may be special. I say it is special because these are the people of Ruweng who have said this. It is not made by other people like politicians or whatever. It is the people from the grassroots who have decided to put those resolutions. And some of those resolutions can be implemented, one, by our state assembly. Because some of these things can be incorporated into constitution of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are incorporated into the constitution of the state, I think there may be a binding laws and nobody should violate. So we are putting assembly to at least implement most of these laws we are trying to put around. Then the ships will also implement some of this.
Were they part of the conference?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, chiefs were there.
So what are some of the, were they happy with the resolution now?
They were very happy. They were even the one mentioning this one.
Mm-hmm.
They were the one mentioning all these ones. For example, there are so many laws. It is not only 10 cows. For example, if you have killed somebody, what do they do with you? And what will you pay? Those things were all mentioned. And I think those ones can be incorporated into our constitution of the state, and they help a lot.
Okay. And if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to a nationwide program coming to life already. My name is Sani Martin, and in the studio, I have the Minister of Information, Culture, Youth and Sports in the Ruweng Administrative Area, Honorable James Arop Ayuel, and we are discussing about the just concluded 3 days Ruweng Community Conference that was chaired by Ruweng Chief Administrator, and the theme, Uniting Our Ranks from Bottom Up, a Search for Social, Economic and Political Transformation in Ruweng. And you have heard from the Minister so many things were talked about, including peace and security, governance, service delivery to the people, environment, food security. Those are all some of the issues the minister have said are some of the basic issues that were discussed, including the issue I've just heard from him, the issue of customary laws, where at least now they have agreed during this meeting that if you want to marry, at least pay 10 cows. 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call or you can send us a short SMS to our SMS number 0912177141. My name is Sani Martin. Hello, Redimire. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Redimire.
Good evening.
Yeah, how are you, Sani Martin?
I'm fine. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, you are connected with Akol Zulu Nicholas, all the way from Kwajok.
Okay, Akol, go ahead from Kwajok.
Say hi to the guests in the studio. My questions, we welcome, we the youth, we welcome the administration of Ruling gives. My question goes like this. What do they say to someone who kill a person, which the maximum amount? Also, what is their planning to engage those jobless youth who used to raid cattle from each other? It is because of lack of job. Do they have plan to engage them to the agriculture? And also, in terms of security, do they have plan to disarm them?
Okay.
These are my question to the guest in the studio.
Thank you so much, Akol. 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion. Hello. Hello.
Hello. San Martin.
Good evening.
Mr. Hakir K. Kamam.
Ambila. Isma Kudar Minwen.
James Ndian Minton.
Okay. James Minton. Marhabik.
Bernamis Koy Jidan Ana Brahab Zul Kazir Fi Studio. برنامج كويس لكن انا بس انا عندي سؤال بس انا داير نسال انا ما اعرف طبعا في بعض الناس بجوز ممكن ب 50 بقره وب 40 وب 30 والناس اللي ما عنده طبعا في زول ممكن من جزيره ثانيه داير ماشي جوز بين الدنجا وبين المير وهو طبعا ما عنده قابل بتاع البقر هو بقدر يدفع في قروش ولا هو بقدر يدفع في بقر انا كان داير نعرف
اوكي
وكمان مثلا طبعا في بعض القبيله ثانيين يعني كانت بشيت ويتما من القبيله كده بيقولوا انا داير اجري ويتما بيار واجري قبل كده داير داير كبير ويتا تعمل شنو؟
اوكي. ديمبيا من تونش. هلو ريدي ميرا.
هلو.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Sani Martin.
Yes, your name?
Yeah, this is me, Yen Gator from Ulysses State.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
I'm very grateful for what has agreed by the community of Ruang administrated area for the issue of the marriage. As been mentioned earlier by the Honorable, you know, this issue of the cattle raiding that are still going on in the country, it is just issue of the marriage. If you decided to marry a lady and then you don't have like for example, to us here in Unity State, if you don't have 47 or 45,
45
you cannot
cows.
Even marry. 45 cows.
Okay.
And then the agreement that has been mentioned earlier by this Honorable, you know, if you have 25 cow, this is whereby the government can agree with you. Then if the government get like 25 cow, and then the government will be with you as in the same size. If you have like 24 or 23, then the government will disagree with you. This is what has been mentioned earlier in the previous years. But now we need what has agreed by the community of Ruang to be agreed in this unity state particular. Then 10 cow, they are enough for the community because people are not equal. You, like for example, you can work and then the majority of the people now, you don't work, okay? My question to the Honorable, this is appreciation. My question to the Honorable, when are you going to implement it? Because this one is very important. And then there is a question has been asked by Sani Martin, say many agreements have been made, but there's no implementation. Can you pick like 2 months or 3 months to tell us that this agreement will be work?
Okay. Thank you so much, Ian from Unity State. Yes, let's give the chance to the Honorable Minister to answer these three questions. And if you have just joined us right now, just to remind you that in the studio, I have with me Information Minister, Culture, Youth and Sports of Ruang Administrative Area, and we are discussing more about the just concluded 3 days Ruang Community Conference that was held from 19 to the 21st of this month, not far from today. Yes, Honorable, the first question was, what was the agreed amount or maybe cows to be paid in case somebody, what they call it normal blood compensation, right?
Blood compensation.
Yes. What was the agreed number of cows? And the second one is, did you, during your meeting, discuss how you can engage the unemployed youth in Rouen. How do you empower them without discrimination?
The questions are very good, and a call was right to ask those questions.
Mm.
In the current constitution of the Republic of South Sudan, blood compensation, I think it is in the constitution.
Yeah.
It used to be 31 cows. That's what I know.
Mm.
Maybe I don't know whether it is right or not, but that's what I know. With the community of Rouen, they say, you know, there were options put, and that's why I was saying we better wait for the resolution
to be signed,
because we don't know which one will fall. In which position?
Yeah.
But people were talking.
But it was discussed.
Yeah, it was discussed. People talked about 51. Because, you know, intentional killing is not that easy.
Yeah.
And when you kill somebody, you know, life of human being is very important.
Yeah.
And even they were even disputing what is in the constitution, because it is very, very little. So they said 51 cows. 51 cows can be fair.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they mentioned, but I cannot conclude because the resolutions are not signed.
Yeah.
And they will be signed very soon.
What about the issue of engaging the unemployed youth?
Well, the issue of engaging the unemployed youth was also discussed under youth empowerment, youth and women empowerment. It was discussed, and you know, many people were saying, we are a community that farm. We have a very good land for cultivation. So government should do something about farming. Government should create schemes, agricultural schemes, to take up most of the youth to farm. And then if there are other employment, like in the UN, because we have refugees in Rouen administrative area.
Mm-hmm. From Sudan.
UN have to take most of our youth.
What about the oil companies?
To work with them. And even the oil companies, that is what I'm coming for.
Is unemployment of youth a big concern in Rouen? Is it a serious issue?
It is a serious issue. And I think it is even one of the contributors that people go for cattle raiding, because they said idle mine is a devil's workshop. So sometimes when they are idle, they think bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is also a very good question that a call of us, and I think our government is going to make sure to engage all the NGOs to employ some youth, the oil companies working in Rouen administrative area, and in agriculture, because we cannot rule out agriculture.
Yeah.
That's our own, and we have to work for it. Government have to create schemes, agricultural schemes, so that most of the youth are engaged in farming.
Okay. Mbia was asking, in case he comes from Tonj and they want to marry from there, and he does not have the cows and he has cash, was there an alternative of either 10 cows or you pay an equivalent of 10 cows in terms of cash?
You know, by then, when South Sudan was not one, we don't know ourselves, it used to be tough.
Yeah.
When you want to go and pay cash, they will say no.
Bring the cows.
Go first and buy your cows, then come with it. But these days, people are open. If you have your cash equivalent to the cows they need, you can just pay.
Assuming if they say a cow is going for 100,000, calculate?
Yeah, you calculate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Yen, I asked the question earlier about when will this be implemented? In 2 months, 3 months?
Well, the Yen's question is also another good question.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you before, the resolutions are not signed.
Yeah.
And I think when they are signed, then they have risen to something.
Yeah.
And when they are signed today, I think it can be applicable. But awaiting our assembly to be constituted, because up to now, all the three administrative areas don't have the assembly.
Okay.
We have MPs, but they are not working. So when they come, these things can be tabled to them, and they iron some of these things out and incorporate them into law. When they incorporate them, they work. But currently, when they are not there, we cannot also coil our tails and say, no, we are not doing anything.
Okay.
When chief administrator have signed, that one is already a law,
and it
can be applicable.
Right. 0912062079. Hello, Redimira. Hello.
Hello, Sonny Martin. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
You are speaking to Angelina Beli Rumbek.
Okay, Angelina, go ahead with a question from Rumbek.
Yeah,
Yeah, thank you. My question to the Honorable Minister of Information is, as we said earlier, that they have agreed within this conference that they are going to pay 10 ka, which is applicable to marry a wife.
Mm.
As this one not going to encourage people to marry many wives, because we know there are people who have resources, and if they say 10 cows, then one is able now to marry many wives. And this is what the results to having many street children later, when a person failed to take the responsibility of taking care of these children and the many wives that he has married. So is it not going to contribute to having many wives? Because one can be able to marry whatever that you feel like you want to have five wives. Second to it, as we talk of children being born with a kind of disability because of the results of the oil, which you said earlier that the government is trying to talk with the company. Is it a company that they talk to or the government of South Sudan? Because I know there is the percentage which has been contributed to people of Bruweng administrative area,
yeah,
that they can be supported with, especially the hospital and even the schools, because the community has resources, and this is one of the percentage that can be given to them. Is it the government or the company? Because the money is already being given to government of South Sudan. So what possibly that they can do to help the women that really go through some kind of, you know, having a baby that is born with lacking some kind of, you know, some part. So how best as a minister, because you are the direct person now that talk to the government of South Sudan.
Yeah.
Do you have that possibility of collecting this money direct to do something about the issue that you have mentioned before?
Okay. Thank you so much, Angelina from Rumbek. Hello, Redmira. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. Your name?
Paul Gabriel from Akobo.
Okay, go ahead from Akobo, Paul.
Yeah, you know, it is a very nice topic. I just want to ask like two questions or one.
Mm.
You know, before our guests talk about blood compensation in our country, okay? And for that point, I don't think South Sudan are still in one constitution where a blood compensation can be compensated in one rule. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Like if you went to other side, if you went to some side of the country, you can get it like to compensate one person is like 100. Okay, and I don't know how are they going to make it exactly. Okay, then the second question is you know, like last 2 weeks there is one of the user was from Western Barazal, who was arrested because the girl come to him, then he doesn't have dowry, okay?
Mm.
So the guy was arrested for almost 2 years, okay? So because of one cow and 50,000 US, 50,000 South Sudanese pound. So in such kind of situation, and we know our situation here in South Sudan now, the youth now become a victim and they become a troublemakers, okay? So we don't know exactly how youth can control themselves to avoid such kind of situation, or are we going to leave the girl if you don't have anything?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Ball from Kobo. Hello, Redmire. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Misal Ghir.
Misal Nur. Isma Gudarabinwen.
Manjay Ajang Dara Binabie.
Okay. Marhabek Minabie. Ajang.
Tayaka Sana Basalim Lebefak. Felicity Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Fil Barnawajal Jamil Rahida. Ubal Bagil Kabaya Low Bagu Wilayat Ibu the Ruiz. Yamu Takfil Hail. I get a magul the maman.
Aye.
But another Italo that double Bukulukwe Mabukun Fogubukila. Al tuala lendar nasal le bevagal Karim.
Aye.
Ulo ita bardo Muhammad Marazo ita amalo fogo haja wala iti si wuzere bardo saba leda.
Okay. Shukran ka alisa jang min abie. Yes, you can still call us on 0912062079. Some of your SMS coming in here about SMS number. This is coming in from At which Manuel Koryom in Juba Town, he says, I thank the community of Rueng for agreeing to pay 10 cows for marriage. And the question is asking is that if it is an issue of pregnant, what kind of was it discussed as to whether a young guy impregnated a woman and you don't want to marry her? Was it also discussed? Maybe it's more or less like the question coming from Ajang and Abie about impregnating somebody's wife. So was it also discussed? Let's begin with Angelina from Rumbek. He says 10 cows seems to be small and it's going to encourage polygamy in the community. And sometimes you may marry 2 or 3, 4, 5 wives and you may not take care of them all just because you want to show your muscle. And you have the money, you pay the cows, marry, dump the woman, and continue. Was it also another concern? And the very important question is about the 5%, because we understand it used to be 2 or 3%. It was increased to 5%, and the 5% is also divided into percentages. So how do you get this money? Do you receive it direct from the oil companies or you receive it from the national government? And if you receive it, how do you utilize it in terms of empowering women in a Rueng administrative area?
Well, Angelina have very good questions, two of them. First of all, she said when 10 cows are fate, it will encourage polygamy. People will marry many wives. Angelina, the way I can answer you, first of all, I told Radio Mraya before that the reasons of reducing the dowry was because of economics problem.
Yeah.
You know, people don't have money. People don't have even cows. And that's why our youth, if our girls can go like that and marry it, then it encourages also a kind of criminal acts, which is not good. So we are saying when we are giving 10 cows, a girl should be married with 10 cows, we are not trying to maybe breach any kind of law, but we are looking at our situation. We don't want to encourage cattle raiding. We don't want people to steal or rob people because they don't have money to marry. And that's why we have reduced that number to 10. Then it is you to decide now. If you want to marry, if you have 50 and you want to divide
into
and you have five wives, then it will be up to you. But now the question will be, how will you manage those children?
And the five wives.
How will you manage those children and the five wives? Because they need schools, best schools. They need medicines. They need to go to good hospitals. And so many things.
Yeah.
So I think these days, your pocket alone can tell you not to marry. So that is how I can answer.
Okay,
Angelina.
Now the 5%.
Well, the 5%, as I talk, is there. 2% is to the state. 3% is to the oil producing counties. For example, we have 3 counties in Rueng that are oil producing. So that 3% is shared among them.
The 3 counties.
The 3 counties.
That means 1-1-1 each.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is not only shared among the producing areas only. It is also shared among the other counties.
Which is not producing
which
oil.
That are not producing oil. So the percentages are 45 for non-producing areas. Then
out of the 3%.
Out of the 3%. Then 55 to the producing areas.
Mm-hmm.
That 55, they have to divide. Now the 3 have to divide.
Yeah.
For the case of Rueng. But in other places, it may be one county.
Yeah.
So for Rueng, it is like that. That money is not bad. Government is trying to do its best to develop the area with that money. 2% and 3% of the communities.
Are there projects you have embarked on which you can share with our listeners before you come to the issue of empowering women using the 5%?
You know, this money used not to come.
Mm-hmm. But is it coming now?
They began, I think, in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Coming.
And this money is coming now.
So you can confirm you are receiving the 5%?
Yeah, exactly. I can confirm. And our communities are embarking now on projects to implement. But they did not yet...
Project like what?
Okay, like for the counties, mm-hmm. they wanted to build health centers. Yeah, and most of those counties wrote their priority to be health centers because we are facing this issue of health problem. Then education. People have to invest in education and try to bring in qualified teachers because it is also one of the things that was discussed and we don't have enough qualified teachers. So people wanted to go for qualified teachers so that education is improved. I think those projects are there and they will work, but mm-hmm. they did not begin still because government was trying to control and see. You know, these days when you give money at somebody's hand, they may disappear. So government is saying, you put it in forms of projects and we can second this with our monitoring. We can be the one to monitor so that money don't get lost. So they are still under process and they are doing it.
So you are trying to minimize corruption.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you receive this 5% monthly or per year?
It comes monthly.
Monthly?
It comes monthly.
So right from 2020 up to date, you are still receiving
the
money?
Yeah, it is coming, yeah.
Okay.
The money is coming. Though it is little and the communities are even saying, why is it little?
Why are the people not seeing the dividend of this 5%? Because right from 2020 up to now, at least you must have seen some completed project using the 5%.
As I told you, there was a conflicting kind of loyalty. Communities want to use this money, and when they use this money, they may even get lost on the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, corruption may come in. So government is saying, at least let us sit down and design means of using this money. And through our Shiva demonstrator, it is very clear now. The 45% is going to the counties that are not producing, and the 55 is coming to the producing counties. And that money is there. Community have witnessed. Even in the conference, the figures were given that you have this one in the account, you have this one in the account. Remain only projects to develop and be implemented. And I think it is going to work. Now, the question of Angelina is, if there is 5%, who is to answer the questions of children who are born deformed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we shall be building those health centers, I think they will help us.
Yeah.
But currently, it is not built. And you know, there is something called social corporate responsibility by the oil companies. That one we are not seeing. And that's why we are saying oil companies are not doing enough. And you know, this issue of oil spill is not an issue of the government. The companies have to control the way of drilling oil in rural administrative areas so that oil doesn't spill
and cause
havoc to the people. And I think what caused children to be born deformed is because of the oil spill and maybe not controlling the gas emission.
Yeah.
So those ones are not controlled, and we are saying the oil companies must be serious. They must put it into an international standard, because I think it is not only South Sudan where they are drilling oil. The oil is drilled everywhere. In Canada it is there, in Nigeria it is there, but it is not killing people the way it is doing in Ruweng.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very unfortunate we could not continue because our time is up. The news is almost coming up at the moment now. We would like to conclude... This, like you said in the beginning, this is not the first time a peace conference or dialogue is held for the people of Ruweng. There was a similar dialogue here in Juba, and now you have this one. What is so unique about this peace community conference?
Well, something unique about this Ruweng community conference is that people of Ruweng, when they speak one voice, they don't change. And I think our neighbors know. Then... It is very unique in such a way that I know what people of Ruweng have said they are going to implement. And it will at least foot our government into a right channel where we can serve our people with dignity and a sense of accountability. For example, this money used not to be told to our civil population.
The
5%. But Shiba demonstrator was very straight in front of people telling the 5% 2% is for the government, and we are doing this. Was it? We are doing this. Then 3% is for those counties of rowing, the 8 counties. 45% is separate. 55% is separate. So I think there is a sense of accountability and transparency.
Are you optimistic that with the resolution which is yet to be signed by the chief administrator, things may move faster in rowing?
They will go better faster, I know. I'm confident because chief administrator is somebody who does his things in front of people. He don't hide anything. So implementation will not be a problem if he is the chief administrator.
I hope this is not a political statement.
Not really. Not really.
Okay. Thank you so much, Honorable James Aropa-Yuel, for coming to our studio. We shall follow up once the resolutions are signed.
Thank you so much, Sonny Martin.
And with that, you have come to the end of our discussion this evening. From me, Sonny Martin, and the team here, thank you so much for listening. The news is coming next. Join my colleague David Lucan for the news hour of Nationwide after the news. Bye-bye for now.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Mirai.